All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite, and we are here for Pro Wrestling America today, coming to you from the United Center in Chicago. A couple of notes on the roster. Honky Tonk Man, our Illinois heavyweight champion, has signed a contract extension through January to keep on a couple of more months, and we'll see how long, because he's expecting to still be world heavyweight champion the next time a contract extension is offered to him. Also, as we'll see in the card, this is Bart Gunn's last card with the PWA. After having lost the titles, it just doesn't seem like he fits in. But here's a problem. A twist, if you will. The Smoking Guns have an automatic return match for the titles. It was in the contract, like it's in every title contract for the champion if they lose. And that automatic return match is tonight. So he will be having his last match in an attempt to regain the World Tag Team titles. So what happens if they win and he still decides to leave? Well, I guess Billy Gunn would have to find another tag team partner, or I would have to strip Billy Gunn of the title, or he would have to defend it in handicap matches. There's a few options there. But maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves. I mean, this is the Smoking Guns facing off against the Freebirds, the World Tag Team Champions, whom they have not been able to beat the last few weeks. All right, so what do we have today? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 9 matches on the card tonight, including multiple title matches, as we have the television title on the line with Black Bart defending, Honky Tonk Man defending the Illinois heavyweight title against Chris Candido. The World Tag Team titles on the line, as I talked about a moment ago, with the Fabulous Freebirds defending against the former champs, the Smoking Guns. And then, because we could not get it in last week with Motor City Wrestling, we have MCW's automatic title shot for the World Heavyweight title. So tonight we have the World Heavyweight title on the line again, second week in a row. This time it is Great Muta defending against Raven. Now, you want to talk about a great match. That, if those two guys would have gotten together, would have been a great match. But that's our main event, one of two main events of the night, so that we need to get there through the undercard. First match on the card, a couple of guys that we've not seen in a while. Mance Warner facing off against Nightmare Ken Wayne. And this match did not take long before Warner decided he was sick of the Nightmare. And Warner brings a chair into the ring to nail Wayne with it to earn the DQ in a time of 4 minutes, 23 seconds. Your winner is Nightmare Ken Wayne. Next match is a handicap match for the television title. Black Bart defending against Rough and Ready. And this is your typical monster squash match. Yes, he allows Rough and Ready to tag in and out, but eventually it is Black Bart pinning both of them in the ring with a falling splash on top of each other in a time of 4 minutes, 14 seconds. The winner and still television champion, Black Bart. Next match has Cowboy Ron Bass facing off against Bugsy McGraw. And both men brawl throughout the match. Behind the referee's back, as J.J. Dillon has him distracted, Bass clotheslines Bugsy with the bull rope to get the win in a time of 8 minutes, 56 seconds. Next match has Italian Stallion facing off against Gino Hernandez. Again, we've not had Ken Wayne on in a while. We've not had his tag team partner, Italian Stallion, on in a while either. But this is your typical squash match. Gino gets the pin in a time of 3 minutes, 26 seconds. But the entire time, there is a tirade by Gino for wanting better, stiffer competition than what he's getting in the PWA. Demanding to have better competition. Calling me out to find him a better wrestler to wrestle against. And in typical fashion, I don't come out because there's no need. I don't see a need to talk to Gino about this out in the ring. If he wants to talk about this in the office, my door's always open. He can come in anytime. All right, we move on to the next match. Continuation from last week. Iceman King Parsons and Cactus Jack facing off each other. This time, giving them 30 minutes instead of the 15 they had 2 weeks ago. And they brawl just like they did 2 weeks ago. Cactus Jack tosses Iceman out of the ring and goes after Sunshine. He chases Sunshine around the ring. Sunshine eventually slides into the ring to get away from him. Cactus climbs onto the ring apron, still chasing after Sunshine, but Iceman pulls him off the apron. Iceman whips him into the ring steps before rolling him into the ring. Iceman goes in after him, and as Cactus gets to his feet, Iceman nails him with the butt thump into the turnbuckle, rolling him up for the pin in a time of 27 minutes, 8 seconds. Your winner, Iceman King Parsons. And of course, this does not sit well with Cactus. But again, he got distracted by Sunshine. Not typical of Cactus Jack. Cactus Jack usually not caring who's at ringside. Not even caring that his own manager, J.J. Dillon, is out there at ringside or not. He decided to go after Sunshine this week. But again, typical heel tactic. Especially for the female face managers, go after the manager. Go after the one who seemed to be fragile and weak. But for those of you who, like I did, grew up on world-class championship wrestling in the 80s, you know that Sunshine can hold her own, as she showed many times. All right, next match. Illinois heavyweight title on the line. Honky Tonk Man facing off defending the title against Chris Candido. Candido and Honky Tonk Man have a wonderful match. Honky seems to have the match in hand until Candido ducks a clothesline and comes off the ropes with a crossbody block. Candido continues to keep the heat on until Honky Tonk Man is finally distracted by Dillon chasing Sunshine up the aisleway. Honky Tonk Man yells at Dillon from the ropes, but Candido rolls him up to get the pin and the title. His foot may have been on the middle rope as well, but the referee doesn't see it, counts the three, awards the match and the title to Chris Candido. Your winner and new Illinois heavyweight champion is Chris Candido. And as soon as the bell rings, Gilbert jumps out from the ringside fans. He grabs the Illinois heavyweight title belt and slides into the ring. He nails Candido with the belt. Gilbert gets ready to pile drive Candido on top of the belt, but Honky Tonk Man nails him from behind. Candido backdrops Gilbert. Gilbert pops back up to his feet, but he sees himself facing both Candido and Honky Tonk Man. He retreats up the aisleway as Honky Tonk Man respectfully and honorably hands the belt to the new champion, raising Candido's hand. Kind of a mixed reaction because the fans don't necessarily like Candido, but they do love Honky Tonk Man. So the show of sportsmanship there, definitely good. Definitely helping stabilize Honky Tonk Man as one of the primary baby faces in the PWA. But let's talk for a minute. We've had two matches now with J.J. Dillon's men facing off against Sunshine's men. And Sunshine being chased around in both matches. Once by Cactus Jack, once by J.J. What is going on here? Is there something else brewing? You're going to have to find out, because I'm not going to tell you right now. I'm going to go on to the next match, which would also have been an awesome match had they been able to do it. Bubba Ray Dudley facing off against Tully Blanchard. Dudley grabs the microphone and demands that Sting come out to the ring and face him like a man. Tully Blanchard comes out instead. He and Dillon climb into the ring and tell Dudley he needs to focus on who he is scheduled to wrestle instead of trying to make his own matches. He's not the booker here. He's not the promoter. He's signed a match to face off against Tully Blanchard. There's no reason to be calling Sting, because Sting ain't coming out. So, Tully and Bubba Ray have a surprisingly rather scientific match, with Tully winning after the slingshot suplex in a time of 20 minutes, 14 seconds. Sting descends from the rafters after the match as Dudley yells at Tully. Behind Dudley's back, Sting produces a baseball bat from his trench coat. When Dudley turns around, Sting jabs him in the stomach and then across the shoulders with it. As Dudley lays in the middle of the ring, Sting ascends back to the rafters without a word, without anything. What is going on with Sting? Well, obviously, he's still harboring issues from when he left PWA to go to Big Time Wrestling in Indianapolis as their unified world heavyweight champion. And apparently his reappearance back in the PWA means that, yeah, Big Time Wrestling may not be around anymore. All right, now we get into the double main event for the evening. World titles on the line. First, we have the tag team titles on the line as the Freebirds defend against the former champions, the Smoking Guns. And both tag teams have a great match, keeping it in the ring, as David Manning has threatened and has had authority given to him, vested in him by me, to be able to hand out suspensions should he deem it necessary for them not to have control of themselves during the match. And this is one of those great things. A promoter giving the referee basically carte blanche as to what he wants. If he wants, David Manning could actually hold up the titles and nobody be the champion. Does the power go to his head, though? Will Manning allow this to get out of hand so that he can put down his newly ironed fist? After 20 minutes of the match, it's still going, so everything seems to be going just fine. Bart has been taking the brunt of the double teaming by the Freebirds. When Bart manages to get away from the Freebirds, he gets to his corner. He reaches out for a tag, but Billy blocks it. Billy snaps Bart's neck across the top rope and walks away. The Freebirds continue the double teaming to eventually get the pin with a spike pile driver in a time of 24 minutes, 44 seconds. Your winners and still world tag team champions, the Fabulous Freebirds. A little bit of a spoiler with saying that Bart Gunn was leaving. But yeah, I mean, I talked it up really good, thinking about maybe the Guns would have the titles and we'd have to figure something out. No. I just have Bart leave. You know, have Billy Gunn turn on him, give him the proper exit, Not saying that winning the titles also would not be a proper exit, but Bart is always been the weak link in the tag teams that he was. Whether it was with the Smoking Guns, he was the weak link. Whether it was with the umpteenth variation of the Heavenly Bodies as Bodacious Bart with Bombastic Bob. It's like, you know, still, no. He was the weak link. And so now, he's gone. Billy Gunn is on his own. I have a feeling that's not going to last very long, because Billy Gunn has always been a tag team wrestler. He's always excelled as a tag team wrestler. Being on his own might be good for him. Might be interesting for me to be able to book that. But you'll have to see. Right now, we are still reveling in the fact that the Freebirds are still the World Tag Team Champions. As we get ready for the final match, Great Muta defending the World Heavyweight title against Muta. Oh, I'm sorry, against Raven. Before the match, Sting is seen in the dressing room area. When Dudley hears about it, he traps Sting in a broom closet. Muta comes down to the ring for his title defense against Raven from Motor City Wrestling. No clue what's going on in the background. Muta and Raven have a great match, with both men pulling out all the stops, until Austin slides into the ring and nails Muta with the stunner. Tommy Young calls for the bell, disqualifying Raven at a time of 14 minutes, 55 seconds. Muta keeps the title, but Austin taunts him as he lays in the middle of the ring. Once he gets up, that being Austin, Raven confronts him about costing him the title. Austin flips him off, causing Raven to snap and drop Austin with the even flow. Raven holds out his arms to receive the crowd's cheers as both Muta and Austin lay on the mat. Although he is not a champion, Raven still seems to be loved and respected by the fans as the only one left in the ring. And that's the way the card ends. That's the way the episode ends for this week. Raven standing tall, not being the champion. But wouldn't it be interesting to see Raven as the PWA World Heavyweight Champion? It's a thought. But that would again be putting the World Heavyweight title on somebody who is in a different organization. And not just Muta, where we can have a short-term contract bringing him to the PWA to have this feud with Austin and Bubba Ray. But Raven is the promoter, one of the co-promoters of Motor City Wrestling. Couldn't do that here. But again, it might be interesting to have the champion not be able to be on the PWA roster. Food for thought for the future. All right, but until next time, I could wax eloquently or ineloquently, either one. I don't care which way. Until next time. This is Southern Dynamite, thanking you for being here for the greatest fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week as, again, we continue the saga between Bubba Ray, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Great Muta, and Sting. Next week, the main event, street fight with those four guys. You do not want to miss that.